Welcome to the Sixth Man Podcast. Get ready for anything and everything you want and need to know about the NBA's Toronto Raptors. Now, your host, diehard Raptor fan, Dave Lawrence.
All right. It is time for a new episode of the Sixth Man Podcast, talking about Canada's lone and favorite NBA team, the Toronto Raptors. Well, folks, it has been an up and down season with highs and probably many more lows, but lots to talk about when it comes to this team. Number one, congrats to the Raps for making it into the play-in tournament officially. There you go. They're officially going to get a taste, at the very least, of some playoff basketball. Also, while doing so and locking it down, Fred VanVleet, applause to him for making Raptors history. He was the first Raptor ever to have a 20-point, 20-assist game versus the Hornets, the game that the Raptors most recently played and took the victory. Also, some uncertainty about what this team is going to look like going forward. We'll get to that. But first up, let's talk about the playoffs. The Raptors officially going there. They have clinched a play-in spot. The remaining schedule, at Celtics, and versus the Bucks. So not exactly super easy by any means. They also play the Hornets one more time. But yeah, those are going to be some tough games. But with those teams locking things down pretty securely, they may rest some players. I don't expect Giannis or Jason Tatum to play in those games. They may. I don't know. But we'll see. They could get those victories for sure. Current first round matchup would be versus the Bulls. How interesting would that be? A very winnable game, to say the least. The Bulls are a team that I expected to be a lot better than they turned out to be. And I think it sort of, for them, started and ended with the injury to Lonzo Ball going down. I think they get Lonzo, they get DeMar DeRozan, the team's looks pretty rounded out, Patrick Williams developing, you've got Vucevic. It looked pretty good. I mean, I thought they were going to be a dangerous, dangerous team, and it just has not worked. Due to injuries and things like that, Kobe White, they had players step up as well, but one of those teams that has definitely just been all over the map, not where I thought they would be. I thought they'd be a bit more top five of the Eastern Conference, but not so much. So the Raptors, very winnable. They do have, I should mention, the tiebreaker versus Miami as well. They do not have the tiebreaker versus Atlanta. The Hawks have that. They have the tiebreaker versus Washington and the tiebreaker versus Chicago. The Raptors clinched. So we'll see how that all pans out. But I would like a play-in matchup versus the Chicago Bulls. I think it's very winnable to move on from there and see how far we can go. I don't know what your thoughts are. We are pretty healthy for the most part. No Otto Porter Jr. We get some spotty minutes here right now from Gary Trent, but I think they're also resting some guys. But we should be pretty much firing on all cylinders heading into this play-in, heading into the playoffs. So what do you expect the Raptors to do? Win and keep winning? Or do you think they're going to bow out in that first round of the play-in tournament? I think they'll definitely win the play-in tournament. They certainly can. I think they can go on from there, and we'll see how it turns out. Now, like I said, congrats to Fred VanVleet, who had an amazing game just yesterday versus the Hornets. 20 points, 20 assists, first Raptor to ever do that. We've never really had a super-duper facilitator. Right? You might be questioning that, going, wait a minute, we've had some great point guards. Yeah, I agree, we've had some great point guards, but almost all of our point guards have been really converted shooting guards. I would say Kyle Lowry, yes, he makes others better around him, but was known for his shooting. I mean, he had to. We had very few three-point shooters on the team, and he had to shoot. But do we have like a real sort of Chris Paul facilitator type that's going to get you 10-plus assists per game? No, that's all come sort of in the system where guys will, you know, assist the ball, make the extra pass. But a guy like that, I would argue the last sort of pass-first point guard this team has had, right? Think about Kyle, Fred, TJ Forbath. I would say Rafer Alston. Rafer Alston was definitely, absolutely a pass-first point guard, and that was the last one I remember for the Raptors. Unless I forget about somebody. Jose was a great mix. I know people are like, well, what about Calderon? Also made people around him better, but he had a really solid jump shot, and they relied on that as well. He didn't really dish and create as much as we think he did. He certainly was capable of it, but that wasn't really his bread and butter by any means. So congrats to Fred, 20 assist game, 20 points. Awesome, awesome performance by Fred Van Fleet. Will he be back next year? I don't know at this point. I think a lot can change with this team come next year. I think it'll depend how the play-in tournament goes. We lose that play-in tournament and aren't good enough even to get out of that. That will say something. We get into a real first official round, get bounced. That will say another thing. Maybe not as drastic a change as a play-in exit, but we're going to have a lot of changes coming. That's for sure. What will the Raptors do with the roster? A lot of predictions, but it might not only be on the court that changes are being made, because there are rumors, and he's got to at this point say a little smoke, got to be some fire, to Nick Nurse's future. He said something very ominous in a recent post-game interview where he talked about, I'm going to take a few weeks after the season to reflect on my future here, and it's been a great 10 years. He is getting linked to the job in the top spot in Houston, where he actually coached before. And then for the Raptors, a lot of rumors about Emeka Udoka possibly joining the Raptors as well. So we could have a whole new coach. That could lead to a whole new team. Trading out big stars. I could see some sign-and-trades being done for the free agents like Fred and Gary. Pascal, I don't know. Build around Scotty. Like, I absolutely think that we are about to enter one of the busiest off-seasons in Toronto Raptor franchise history. So many changes could be made. An entire reset. If you're moving Nick on from Nick Nurse, you are talking about a massive culture change. And anytime you change a coach, get ready to change some players. Because if they commit to that coach, it's not like an interim thing, then they are going to want to build their team their way around their strengths. They should have been doing it around Nick. It looked like it worked in 2019 with the championship, but it doesn't look like it's doing it anymore as far as a championship caliber level. And look, I'm the type of person that thinks this team is really only kind of one person away. You need that legit, like you heard me in past episodes, clamoring for the Raps to trade whatever it takes for Kevin Durant. Now, I realize that Kevin Durant doesn't grow on trees here, but if you had that one, Pascal was at his best when he was a two to Kawhi. And then Fred, same thing. He was that three. Then you got OG complimenting. You'd have Scotty complimenting. But you got to have somebody like that. And they're not available all the time by any means. So the Raptors, I think the Raptors are going to go all in and trying at the very least. I'm not saying they're going to get him, but in the offseason, trying to get Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I think they try. Absolutely. Because they're going to have Oklahoma City more draft picks. They've got a boatload of them. And if they don't get what they want in converting those picks into established veterans, then they're going to look to continue the youth movement, right? Around Holmgren, right? We haven't seen much from him. He's been injured. You got Holmgren, you got all these other young players. I think that could definitely happen, but the asking price for Shai is going to be astronomical. But they want him to come home to Canada. They want to get him. They've wanted him before. They wanted to get him in the draft, in fact, and they just couldn't get him. But they'll make a pitch. Whether Oklahoma City answers the call, hangs up on them, that remains to be seen. But I could see a big move being made there, maybe a sign and trade, maybe Fred's involved and OG, multiple first round picks, go after Shai and get him in here. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what they want to do, what the Raptors want to do. But definitely entering one of the busiest off seasons ever. There's going to be lots and lots to talk about. But this whole curveball about the coach really is something else. Do you think it's time to move on from Nick Nurse? Honestly, I don't. I still believe in the guy. Absolutely. He is great. He's great at what he does. He's constant, constant professional. He's a tactician. He has all these great schemes and things. But are the players totally buying into it? I don't know. Maybe it's time to move on and get some new players. But as we know, in professional sports, not just the NBA, it's the coach that takes the fall first. So, and Bobby and Masai are going to fire themselves. So they could move on from him amicably. They could let him walk. He has one more year left on his deal. It's going to be so interesting to see what this team does. Their pick right now, around 10 or 11 in the NBA draft, which was supposed to be a pretty stacked draft. With that being said, I don't know what they're going to do. And we don't have a first-round pick next year. You got to re-sign Fred. You got to re-sign Gary. And you got to bring back Jakob Poeltl. But if you have plans to move Pascal, I don't think they're going to want to keep Jakob. I don't know. I just don't know what's going to happen. It all starts with the play-in tournament. That's the first cog in the wheel. Is that a thing? And then after that, we're going to see what happens. But if they don't show out and they don't look dangerous, at the very least, as long as you look dangerous, you can even do that plan and go double overtime, win by a last second shot, and then go, all right, we've got a team here that can get it done. Just a little unlucky there. We still believe in them. But if they go in and they get busted out by 20 and it's over just like that, big changes are coming. I think if they get bounced in the first round, even after that play, they could still make some big changes ahead of next year. What do you think will happen? Are you rooting for them? Do you want them to keep winning? I think we all do at this point. They're officially in for the play-in. We're all rooting for them to make some noise and have a bit of a Cinderella season. Nobody's looking at us. Nobody expects us to do anything. Well, let's thrive. Let's thrive in that scenario. I'm here for it. That's it for this week. Enjoy this week of the final games of the regular season, because the next time we talk, it's going to be playoff time, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Sixth Man Podcast. Sixth Man Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow the show on Instagram at The Sixth Man Podcast. Join us next time for another episode of The Sixth Man Podcast.